Enkan, Mashkin Enkan, since the money is not here, he did not give her the money. So the fact that he gives her the Mashkin, the pledge for it, that means nothing. And Rashi says he didn't give her the Mashkin for Matono, that she should keep it. It's only to hold on to it until you receive the money. So the real Kedushin is with the money. And since he didn't give her the money right now, therefore we say she's Einam Kedushis. Rava Eisvei Rava Rav Nachman. So Rava asked the question back to Rav Nachman. It says Alocha Kitcha B'Mashkin Mekudeshes. That if you marry your wife with a mashkin, she is Mekudeshes. So it's a stira. So Gemara says no. Hosam B'Mashkin Bachirim Ukud Rav Yitzchak. That the Brisa says if you want to marry your wife with a mashkin is good. That's good. And you have somebody else's mashkin. And like Rav Yitzchak Salocha. The Yomer Rav Yitzchak says. Minayin lebal choyf shekoyna mashkin. How do you know that if you're the bal choyf, in other words, acher means here that you lent money to somebody else, and somebody else gave you a mashkin to hold on to it. That's what this man has already from before. This man is holding on to a mashkin, a pledge, that somebody else gave him to hold on to it for his loan. And the locher is the person that receives the mashkin, he is kind of the mashkin. He has a kinyan mashkin, that's a Yitzchak Salocha. Shenemar, because it's actually the posit that says, it says when you return the mashkin and give it back to the owner, you get tzedakah for it. It's called like you get merits for it. So the question is, if it doesn't belong to you when you have it, so when you give it back, why do you get tzedakah for it? You're not giving anything away. So from this pasuk, Yitzchak learns out, mikan, from here we see and learn out, that labal choyv shekoyna mashkin, that the Baal Choyv, when he has the Mashkin, is really kind of the Mashkin, he has a kinyan in the Mashkin. So therefore, if the husband has already a Mashkin from somebody else, and now he goes and gives it to his lady, to Lashem Kedushin, there she is Mekudeshes. Because he tells her clearly, I'm giving you this Mashkin, so the type of a kinyan that he has in the Mashkin, he gives it over to his wife, that's being given over Lashem Kedushin, so the Kedushin is with the Mashkin, there is good. And our case here is you told your wife you want to give her $100. So if so, if you just leave a pledge, since the pledge itself she's not really kind, it's not like Shavu Kesef, she has to give back this pledge. She's only holding on to it to show that she'll pay the $100, but as long as he did not give her the $100, we say she's Einam Kedushin. It's not called you gave her Kesef Kedushin. B'nei Rav Huna Bar Avin Zovin Hiyamsa. They sold an Oma, or they're buying an Oma, B'priti, worth a priti. They made up, they're going to buy it for a pruta. Lehevi B'adayu, they didn't have the money, so Eisve Nascho Olei, they put like a pledge down, they put a piece of silver down. They told the guy, hold on to the silver, until I give you the pruta, until I pay you. So the question is, by giving a mashkin right now, was he kind of, does he own the Oma, this Amari, Oma, Shivcha Kananis, the Amto not, the Maid or not? So Mora says, the Seif, what came out was, at the end, Aiker Amsa, the Maid became worth more. So the question was he already kind of it already when he gave the mashkin, or do we say, no, he was not kind of the Oma yet, so therefore if the price goes up, he's going to have to pay back more. So also the Kaim made the Rabbami, they came in front of Rabbami, Omalu, Rabbi Ami said back, you should know, Priti Enkan, no, since you did not give the Pruta right now, you did not pay for it, Nascha Enkan. And it's also considered the Nascha is not here. You just left the pledge there. That's what we had before. You wanted to buy it with a Pruta. And the Pruta you did not give. The fact you leave a pledge, that is not considered like you gave the Mona. You gave the Pruta. Therefore, you were not Kern, you did not acquire this Oma. Therefore, if the price goes up, they have a right to raise the price. They'll have to pay more now. Turn around, learn like this. His kachli b'mona. If the man goes to this lady and says, listen, I want to marry you with a mona. And he gives her the mona. Nitalta, she takes it, because a rock to liyam, and she throws it into the ocean. Or liyor into the fire, the chol dorov, anything that gets, or she destroys it like. So the locher is ena mukadeshes. We say she's not mukadeshes, that means she did not accept it l'shem kedushin. She's like telling him, I don't want it, I don't want to get married to you. That's why she throws it away. So the Moraz Medayi called Shadisinu Kamei, Mashma though, she would just throw it back in front of him, then heavy Kedushin. Then we would say, yes, that's considered like she's accepting the Kedushin would be Chal. So the question is why? Hokom Relei Shokol Leibina. She's like telling him, take it, I don't want you. So why would it be Kedushin? So Gemara says, true, Avad in such a case also she would not be in Kedushin. And rather, loy mi boy koma, not only this, but even that. Loy mi boy, not only shadi sinu kamei, where she throws the money back in front of him, to lay heavy kedushin. That's not considered kedushin. Of course, she's like saying, I don't want you. I was a rock to liyam. But maybe I would have thought in a case where she takes the money and throws it in the ocean, or lior into the fire. Ema, maybe I would say there, kivun de mechayva behu, since she's mechuyif to pay back the money. In other words, this man is giving her money right now. If she takes it and throws it away, so if she's not mekadesh himself to him, so then it's like she has to give back the money. So when she throws away this money, she has the chiyuv really to pay it back. So therefore, I would have thought to say, kodesh nafshei. So what is she doing right now? It means that she's really accepting the kedushin. Therefore, she doesn't have to pay it back anymore. If so, v'hoda ko'ov d'hochi. So why is she doing this, throwing it away? I'll tell you, sovereign, she thinks like this. If the kei, I want to check out l'hai gavra, this man. Irasach nohu oiloi. Is he an angry man or not? Does he get angry or not? So I want to check him out. That's what I would have thought to say. That really when she takes the money and throws it into the yam, she means to accept the kedushin. Now why is he throwing it away? She just wants to check him out to see how angry he'll get. So this we say, Kamashma comes to teach us not this way, no. That if she takes the money and throws it into the yam, what she means to say is, I don't want to be married to you, and therefore there's no kedushin. Turn around, buddy, look like this. His kachali b'mona. If the man says to the lady, I want to marry you with a mona, then she answers back, to Noam Liyaba, give it to my father. Uliyavicho, to your father, is enema kedushis. It's nothing doing. Again, she's like saying, I don't want it. I don't want Lashem Kedushin. What about if she says, Amanashi Akablam Li, give it to my father, your father, Amanath, that they should accept it for me? Like she's saying, let them be the shliach to accept it for me. Then we send the kedushis, yes. That's a lotion that she wants to get married to you. She just wants them to accept it for her. So Marcel said this, Tona, I want to say two cases, her father and his father. So Tona Abed says, her father will dir koich the ratio. He says that in the ratio, when she just says, give it to my father, she means not to get married. It's like she is saying, like, give it away. Even though she says it to her own father, still we say she does not mean Kedushin. And Tana Avich was to say his father, Lodir HaKoicha the Seifa. That teaches the Chiddush in the Seifa that when she says, give it to your father, like let him accept it for me, there we say, yes, she means Kedushin and she wants them to accept it for her. Even though it's not her own father, it's only his father, still we say she means L'Shem Kedushin. Hiskachli, what's going to be now if the man says, Hiskachli the Mona, I want to marry you with this 100. Then she answers back, Noim Leploini, go give it to somebody else. She says to, give it to this person. So again, the Lachra is Einam Kodeshus. That's why she's saying, I don't want to get married to you, give the money to somebody else. So this is Einam Kodeshus. What about if she says, Amanashi Kablam Li, give it to this person and he should accept it for me? He should receive this money. He should be like a shliach to accept it for me. Then we say mekudeshes. Yes, she means to accept l'shem kedushin, and therefore she's mekudeshes. Now the Mara says utricha. I need both cases. Di yashminon. Abavur just said the first price to abavivichos. There I would say when she says give it to them and they should accept it for me, there we say she means kedushin, heavy kedushin. Why? The samcha daiti alayu. Because she relies upon them. So sovra, she thinks, avdan lishlichus sayu. They will do my shlichus. Therefore, she like means to get married to him and just give the money to my father, your father, they'll take it for me. I will plenty. But when she says give the money to somebody else, loy, maybe there she's not really semech das and their kedushin should not be good. Kamashmo, no. Still, since she says let that person accept it for me, we say she means kedushin. Now, v'yashmin and plenty, who just said plenty, hochuhu d'chi omra t'nom l'plenty li'av kedushi. There would not be a good kedushin. T'lei mekarva dait l'gabe, she's not so close to him. L'meis v'lei b'matom, it's time to give it to her present. But her own father or his father, to Mekarva Daitla Gabaya, she's close to them. Like maybe really she means to get married. She wants this money to be L'Shem Kedushin. She's only saying, give it to my father, to your father for present. Tzricha, I need this Chiddush there also. If she only says, give it to my father, she does not mean L'Shem Kedushin, but rather she means to say, I don't want to get married to you, just give it away. Tana Rabbanu, learn like this. His kachli b'mona. If the man says, I want to marry you with a mona, and she says, Tanur magabi sela, put it down on this stone. So again, ain't the mukadeshes, it's like saying, I don't want you, it's ain't the mukadeshes. What about Tumhoya sela shalom? Let's say the stone belonged to her, then mukadeshes, it's like saying, yes, I want it, give it to me, just put it down on this stone, therefore she's mukadeshes. Boyi Rav Beivoy, Rav Beivoy asks a question like this. Sela shal shneya maho, what's going to be the loch if this stone belongs to both of them? And this one says, Teiku. So Rashi before learned when it's her own sela, then the pshat is like her chotzer. So she's kerna b'tera sochatzera. Taisa asked, because then when it belongs to both of them, it's still no good. Because when two people own the chotzer, what goes inside it cannot be kerna for one of them. So therefore it's not called kerna for her. So Taisa learns tamat to swara, does she accept it l'shem kedushin or not? Like if it's her own stone, she means to accept l'shem kedushin. If the question of the stone belongs to both of them, and she says, put it down, is that like saying, Stam, put it down on the stone, I don't want you? Or maybe no, it's like saying, still I want you, and then the Kedushin would be good. So this Gemara says a teiku. Now, his kachli b'kika, the man says, I want to marry you with a loaf of bread. And she says, Tanurim l'kelev, give it to the dog. Is ain't the Mekadeshes? Ain't the Mekadeshes, he's not Mekadeshes. It's like saying, I don't want you. But v'imhoya kelev shalot, let's say the dog was her dog, then we say Mekadeshes. Then she's like saying, yes, I want it, and give it to my dog. That's the way she wants to use it. Therefore, we say she's Mekadeshes. It's all called that she's Nicha with the Kedushin. Boy, Rav Mori. Mori has a question like this. What's going to be Kelev Rotsach Reho? A dog is running after her. Maha, what's the locha? In other words, in a case like before, where the husband comes and wants to give her a piece of bread, a loaf of bread, and she says, like, give it to the dog. So before we had, she's in the Mekadeshes. But the other question is, let's say the dog is running after her. And so she says, give the piece of bread to the dog. So now, what do we say? Since she's having a tremendous enjoyment here, that by the fact the man is giving the bread to the dog, she's going to save herself, the dog is not going to bark at her, bite her. So therefore it's called she has enjoyment, so she meant to accept it, l'shem kedushin. Or Dilma, maybe no. Oidilma motzi omrule, she could say back to him, midiraisa chiyuvi mechayavta liatzulan. That midiraisa, you are mechuyiv to save me. If the dog is running after me, you have to save me anyway. So therefore, it's not considered I'm having a special enjoyment from you, and therefore I do not mean to accept the kedushin. So this Gemara says, take this by the suffix, if she really means to accept it, l'shem, this hanor that she receives, is it called she's receiving it l'shem kedushin? Or maybe no, still it's not called l'shem kedushin. Right, his kachli b'kika, where the man says, I want to marry you with again a loaf of bread. And she says, Tanoim Leoni, give it to a poor man. So in the Mekadeshes, that's like saying, I don't want it. I don't want L'shem Kedushin, so she's not married. And Afilu Oni Asamech Alo, even if it's an Oni, that she's responsible as she feeds the Oni. Still we say it's not, she doesn't mean to give her L'shem Kedushin. My time, what's the reason? Omele, she says to him, the same way I have to feed this Oni, Hochem Chayavta Be'at, you also have to feed the Yoni. In other words, there's a mitzvah stuck upon everybody. So therefore, since she does not accept the bread, but she says, give it away, it's like she's saying, I don't want you, I don't want the Kedushin. And even though she says, give it to this Oni that I have to feed, so if it wouldn't have been for this Svar, we would say, well, just give it to me, it's like giving it to me. So instead of giving it to me, I'm telling you, give it to my son, like give it to my Yoni, it would have been good, but that's this new Svar, no. She has a right to say, when I say, give it to him, you're not giving it because of me. Because you have the same chiyuv to feed him like I do. So therefore, when she says, give it to him, means to say, I don't want the Kedushin, you have nothing to do with your money, give it to a poor man. Hahu Gavra, there was a man.